Okay, Rav Yehuda said a statement before in the Gemara that if a kohen does kedushin with a grusha, or a woman that he's not allowed to marry, and he lives with her, he gets twice malchus, once for the kedushin, and once for the being with her. Yeah. So now Amar Abaye is going to come and Zmachlekes Abaye and Rava. What happened? Who are you looking for?
We are busy. Why are you making so much?
Okay, shah, be quiet. So Abaye said, there's going to be an argument to Abaye and Rava. What happens if he did one of the two? For Abaye says, Kiddush, Leika, just for the Kedushin, he's going to get Malkus. Baal, if he lives with her, Leika, he's going to get Malkus. That's what Rav Yehuda said before. Rav Yehuda said before that if your Kohen marries a Grusha, so he gets twice Malkus. Once for marrying her, the Torah says he can't marry her. And the Torah says he can't live with her. Like he says, Kiddush like Kiddush, if he did Kedushin, like he's going to get Malkus. Why? Because it says, Le-yikach. Le-yikach means do not take her, meaning do not marry her. Boa like, if he lived with her, because it says, Le-yichalo zari, you cannot profane her. And that's when he gives Zari, when he gives Zera. So if he lives with her, is one Malkus. And if he marries her, it's the second Malkus. First he does Kedushin and then lives with her. Rava Amar, Rava says no. Baal, if he actually lived with her, like he gets Malkus. Loi Baal, but if he did Kedushin with the woman, and he didn't live with her, ain't a like he doesn't get Malkus at all. That means Rava holds, if he did Kedushin with her, and lived with her, yes, you're going to get two Malkus. But if he only lived with her, okay, then he doesn't get any Malkus. No. I'm saying, Loi Baal, he doesn't... Huh?
It's the other way.
Loi Baal, if he didn't live with her, then no Malkus at all. One second.
There is Kedushin.
He says, why? So it says like this. Mishum dechsev la yikach v'la yichal. In the same pasuk it says, don't marry her, don't profane her. Matam la yikach, why can you not marry her? Do kedushin. Mishum la yichal, you shouldn't profane her. So if you don't profane her by not living with her, then the kedushin is valid, she needs a get, but it's not a kedushin that you're going to get malchus. In other words, Abaye says, there's two psukim. Lo yikach and lo yichalo. So therefore, if you did either one, you're going to get Malkus. When you do both together, you get two sets of Malkus. Rava says, no. If he only did Kedushin, but didn't live with her, he's not going to get any Malkus. Abaye says, if he did Kedushin and like he says, just did Kedushin, you're going to get one Malkus. You didn't do Kedushin, you just lived with her, you're going to get Malkus. Right, you do them both together, you get two Malkus. Rava says, if you did Kedushin and Baal, you lived with her, then you're going to get two Malkus. If you just Baal, v'loy lokach, if there was no Kedushin, you just lived with her, so then, you didn't live with her, I'm sorry, you did Kedushin, but you didn't live with her, so then the din is you're not going to get any Malkus. But, Umeid Abaye says like this, if he redoes, okay? What happens if a man marries a woman, divorces her, she marries somebody else, yeah? And then the second husband dies and divorces her. So the Torah says the first husband cannot remarry her, right? That means that if you divorce a woman and she marries somebody else, and the second husband either divorced her or dies, the first husband cannot remarry her. Right? So he says, Alvader Abai would agree, Shim Kiddush v'loy Baal, if he did Kedushin again with his wife, with his ex-first wife, She'ein alaik v'loy Baal, and he didn't live with her, She'ein alaik, he's not going to get Malkus.
This for a regular person?
A regular person. Why? Because over there the Torah says, Shenema lekachta liyas le the isha merachmana. What does the Torah say? He's taking her to live with her. to be his wife. So over there, the Torah clearly says the kedushin is for the sake of being with her. So if you did kedushin and you didn't live with her, you're not going to get malchus. That's not by your kain. That's by your regular Jew. Umeida Rava, and Rava agrees. By the way, the first of the wide lines of Ayin Ches. But Rava admits kain gadol ba'almana. If a kain gadol did this with an almana, which he's kain gadol is not allowed to marry a widow, in ba'al kiddush, if he did ba'al, we lived with her, but he didn't do kedusha with her, that by a regular kohen, Rava says he's not going to get any malchus, but by a shalaika, by a kohen gadol, he is going to get malchus. Why? Because v'yichalol zarei ba'ama, by kohen gadol, the Torah explicitly says you should not profane the children. Havarehu chilol, and by the kohen gadol living with the almana, he profanes her. Because if she has a child that's not a kohen, she can't marry a kohen anymore because the kohen gadol lives with her.
Be a mamzer, no?
Not a mamzer. No. So therefore, the Gemara says like this. According to everybody, if you did kedushin and lived with her by a kohen, with a grush or amana, whatever, I mean a kohen gadol with amana, everybody agrees he's going to get whipped twice. Okay? What happens though?
Even though there is no child is born.
Yeah, but he was still mechalal, still desecrated, profaned her. Now, what happens if he did one of the two? So Abayi says it doesn't matter which one of the two you did, you're going to get one malchus. You do both, you get two malchus.
I don't get it. Why is she profaned?
Because she is not allowed to marry a kohen anymore. In other words, a kohen normally can marry an almana, a widow. If a kohen gadol lived with an almana, and then the kohen gadol died, she cannot marry a kohen anymore. Because she lived with somebody she would not be allowed to marry.
Oh.
That's the definition we remember of a zayna. What's the definition of a zayna? A woman who lived with somebody she wouldn't be allowed to marry. So because an almana could not marry a kohen gadol, so if a kohen gadol just had relations with an almana, she cannot marry even a regular kohen. She becomes totally profaned.
But she doesn't have a... She's not doing anything wrong. A man takes her. She cannot make kaddish a man. A man make kaddish is the woman.
We're talking about... But first of all, she has to willingly accept the kedushin. Right? She has to accept the kedushin. Kedushin is also willing.
She has a
part. Okay. Now, Ushnei Maidim, now the Gemara says, Abai and Rabbi would both agree, okay, that B'machze Grushasei, a guy that takes back his, again, the one he divorced and then she married somebody else and then he remarried her, Shimbal V'lei Kiddush Ein Aleikim. It's an interesting din. If a guy has a wife, he divorces her. She married another guy. The guy divorced her. Okay? So if the first husband does kedushin with her, the Gemara says he's gonna get malchus. Well, no, he's not gonna get malchus. Okay? But Abai and Rav will both agree, what happens if he lived with her? No kedushin, he just lived with her. He's not gonna get malchus.
Is there an
Yisur
to begin with?
Yeah, Lo Yoshev Lekachta.
Yes,
no, one minute. So it says, if he did Kedushin without Bia, then he's not going to get Malchus. If he did Kedushin and Bia, he's going to get Malchus.
Because of Kedushin.
Right. What happens though, if he did Boal V'loi Kiddush, everybody says he's also not going to get Malchus. Which is interesting. Machse Grushasei, meaning when she married somebody else and then divorced, in order to get Malchus, you need to do both things. If you do either one of them, they're not going to get Malchus.
Why?
That's what Gemara says. Abaye said before, in Kiddush V'lei by Machse Grushasei. In Kiddush V'lei Baal, Ein Aleike. And here, Abishneh made them, in Baal V'lei Kiddush, Ein Aleike. Why? Because Derech L'Kuchen as the Torah. What does the Torah say? Lo Yoshev Lekachta, you cannot do kedushin again with her. It's forbidden by the thing. But technically, it's an interesting thing. If a guy, according to this Gemara, I'm not talking about forbidden or not, I'm talking about punishment, yeah? If a guy married a wife, divorces her, she married somebody else, the second guy dies and divorces her, okay, he's not allowed to remarry her. Okay? So if he does the Kedushin and doesn't live with her, there's no Malkus. If he lived with her without Kedushin, there's also no Malkus. So technically, if a guy lives with his first wife after he divorced and she married and that whole thing, he's not going to get what?
It's so incongruous, whereas the first one has no consequences. Why would he do Kedushin and not live with her? Why would he do that?
Or do it? If he didn't, we're not saying why he did it, he didn't.
The assumption is that you assume that they did. Is that not the halacha?
There's an assumption that they did, but again, you can't.
Like as soon as they did Kedushin, they can't.
You need witnesses that there was the Eid Yichud or whatever.
We came back.
But we have this law in other places too. Like if somebody gets death penalty, he doesn't pay monetary damages.
Yeah, but no, this is different over there because you get the bigger of the two. Here, you're just not going to get Malkus. It's forbidden, but you're not going to get Malkus.
How about this Leshem Kedushin, the Bia Leshem Kedushin?
Then it's Kedushin.
Then it's Kedushin.
Yeah. Okay. Now the Gemara starts a new thing. Okay. The Gemara is saying like this. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, this was said in the Mishnah. Yeah. Bas Ger Zachar, Kebas Cholo. The daughter, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
What page are you on here?
78A3. Top of the page. Okay.
Okay.
In your Gemara, top of the page. In Rabbi Yehuda, in the Mishnah says, if a ger lives with a Jewish woman, okay, a ger marries a Jewish woman, their daughter cannot marry a Kohen. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. There's a three-way machlekes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the daughter of a ger, okay, of a ger zoch, of a male ger, Kevas Cholol is like the daughter of a Cholol, meaning that if a male Cholol, which is a son of a Kohen with a Grusha, they have a son, and that son marries a woman, and they have a daughter, yeah, that daughter cannot marry a Kohen. That's what Gemara said before. Rav Yehuda holds, if a Ged, male Ged, marries a woman, their daughter can also not marry a Kohen. That's what Rav Yehuda holds.
No,
so would you say that?
No, we'll see. One second.
So you have a Kohen who marries someone who is not Gofrum. They have a son. The son gets married. Their daughter cannot marry a Kohen, right?
No, that's not the case. There will be a different case. This case is a ger male.
Okay, a male. Okay.
Marries a Jewish girl.
Okay.
Their daughter cannot marry a Kohen.
Okay.
The same as if the wife wasn't here?
No. Rabbi Yehuda holds this way. It's three-way. We'll see in the middle. There's three-way argument. Now, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say now the basis of his aloch. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bas ger zachar, the daughter of a male ger. But the mother is Jewish, right? Kebas cholol zachar is like the daughter of a cholol. And therefore, she cannot marry a Kohen. He says, what's the basis of it? So he says, Vadin Naisen. It's what's called logical kalvachimer. Means it's a logic. Ma cholo. What if a cholo? Shaba mitipak shedo. That came from a proper person because his father is a full Jew. Right? A cholol, yeah. His father is a kosher kohen. It was until he married his grusha. Bite psula, his daughter is basul. Okay. Ger sheba mitipa psula, a ger that was born from a goyish parent. Ein adin shebite psula. Gemara says like this: a kohen, yeah, is a kosher Jew. Now he married a Grusha. Okay, now they have a son. The son's a Cholol. Correct? Now, this Cholol came from a Jewish father. And yet, his daughter cannot marry a Kohen. So a Ged that came from a Goy, for sure his daughter can't marry a Kohen. If a Cholo whose father was Jewish, his daughter cannot marry a Kohen. So a Ged whose father was a Goy, right? For sure his daughter cannot marry a Kohen. One second. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? A cholol is worse than a ged. The Gemara is saying now a ged is worse than a cholol, because a cholol came from a Jew, and a ged came from a goy. Correct.
But the ged has no identity now.
Oh, not only that, the Gemara said the ged's parents never sinned. A goy can marry a goya, right? A sheiget can marry a shiksa, right? So the ger's parents never sinned, but a cholol, whose father is a kohen that sinned marrying a gerusha, he's worse off. In other words, the Gemara wants to, Rabbi Yehuda wants to liken that just like the daughter of a cholol, again, a cholol is a son of a kohen with a divorcee, right? His daughter cannot marry a kohen, so Rabbi Yehuda says logic dictates that a ger. His daughter can also not marry a kohen. Why? So he says, a cholo comes from a kosher Jew, and yet his daughter cannot marry a kohen. So a goy, a get, that comes from a goy, is worse. So he for sure cannot marry a kohen. So Gemara says, but no, that's not a similarity. A cholo, you know why he can't marry a kohen? I mean, his daughter can't marry a kohen? Because he came from a sin. A kohen with a grush is a sin. Where did a ger come from? A goy and a goya. They're not sinning. A goy can marry a goy. Huh?
Yeah,
I mean, they didn't sin. That's what he says. Malacholol sheken yitzirasi ba'aveda. A cholol was born from a sinful relation. But look at the goy. A goy didn't sin. A goy married a goy, had a kid, so the kid's a goy.
Sin or not, he's a goy.
So what? But he's a ger now. But his existence didn't come by a sin. So the Gemara says.
He said Goyim has a chazaka zona and all that.
No.
The woman.
No.
Don't they have chazaka zenut? I mean, no zona?
For a Jew, maybe.
A woman, we assumed, lived with somebody, a guy. The person, the guy might not. The Goyim are Goyim, but they didn't. The baby wasn't born through a sin.
Oh, legabe Jew, they are
right.
Zona.
But I'm saying, but this kid,
no?
That's a ged. Did he come from a sin?
No,
he didn't come from a sin. His parents were two goyim. What's the wrong with that?
How about if the mother had lived with a whole bunch of other?
It doesn't matter. There's no mamzer by goyim, by the way. What?
In the context of what we were talking last week about goyim not having a certain level of neshama.
No, we're not getting into that now, yeah? Now, let's listen to Gemara, come on.
I told him.
Kain Gadol, so the Gemara answers like this. Kain Gadol ba'almana yechich. The answer to this is a Kain Gadol with an almana. Why? She'ein yitzira se ba'aveda. A Kain Gadol who marries an almana. Right? Now, did a Kain Gadol come about through sin? No. His father was a holy Jew, his mother was a holy Jew. A Kohen Gadol wasn't coming from trait for sin. Yet, if he marries an almana, can their daughter marry a Kohen? No. Because she's a Chalala. A Kohen married an almana. So their daughter cannot marry a Kohen. What do you see from there? That it's not coming from a trait for sin what invalidates the Kohuna, the girl from marrying a Kohen. Because a Kohen Gadol, it came from kosher parents. His parents didn't do a sin. Yet, if he marries an almana, their daughter cannot marry a kohen. Correct? So you see, even though he is not coming from a sin like a cholol, the Gemara said a cholol comes from a sin, but a ger doesn't, right? But you see now, from a kohen gadol with an almana, that kohen gadol was a kosher Jew, yet his relationship with an almana created a daughter that cannot marry a kohen.
Well, is it sin? Huh? It's a sin.
No, but the Kohen Gadol himself didn't come from a sin.
Yeah, but what he did made him a sin.
Yeah, but that's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, Cholol.
Oh, Ptipa, we are not talking about
Where the Cholol came from, he came from sin. Right? But a Kohen Gadol doesn't come from sin. And yet his daughter can't marry an Almana.
The same thing, Kohen and Gerusha. Why being in the case of Kohen Gadol? Even Kohen and Gerusha, they cannot marry.
Right, but we're talking about because we're talking about Rav Yehuda said just like a cholol, okay, a male cholol who marries a kosher woman. He's not a kohen, but he marries he became no more kohen because he's a cholol, right? He marries a typical nice Jewish girl. Yeah, they have a girl. Can that girl marry a kohen?
Yeah.
No. Right? That's what the Torah says. Because the father is a cholol, even though he married a Jewish girl, their daughter cannot marry a kohen. Right? So the same thing Rav Yehuda wanted to say, that a ged who marries a Jewish girl and has a child, that girl cannot marry a kohen either. Right? That's what Rav Yehuda said. So Gemara says, what's the connection? So Gemara says, because what if the cholol comes from a kosher father? It's a kohen, right? Meanwhile, and the ger comes from goyim. So Gemara says, no, but what are you talking about? The cholol came from a sinful relationship, a kohen with a grusha. A ger, his parents never sinned. So Gemara says, I'll prove it to you that that's not an issue. That doesn't matter. Because an almana who marries a kohen gadol who marries an almana, he came from kosher parents. He was not born from sin like a cholol was. Yet, right? Yet, if he marries somebody he's not allowed to marry, that kid becomes a cholol. She cannot marry a kohen. So you see, what not coming from treifa's seed doesn't do anything. Because a kohen gadol also doesn't come from treifa's seed, and yet his daughter can't marry a kohen. So there's nothing to do coming from a kosher seed of treifa. Therefore, the Yehuda's kavuchemis seemingly stays. What if a cholol, who comes from a kosher father of Yisrael, a kohen, but, right, his daughter cannot marry a kohen, a goy, a ged, who came from goyim, for sure can't marry his daughter can't marry a kohen.
The
Kalvachomer
doesn't
stay. So now it stays. Because the whole question was, this came by Aveda, this is not an Aveda, but the Gemara says, I'll show you a case of an Aveda, that they come, I mean, that the guy does not come from an Aveda, a Kohen Gadol.
Right. But I'm saying, that's why the
Kalvachomer
is not good.
No, therefore the Kalvachomer is good. Because what's more important over here, that you come from Jews. We come from Jews. The get who comes, in other words, a cholol who comes from Jews, his daughter cannot marry a kohen, right? A get who comes from goyim, for sure he can't marry. That kavachim stays now. The only question the Gemara asks, but this is a sin, this is not a sin. The creation of the cholol. But the Gemara says, I'll prove it from a kohen gadol and almana. A kohen gadol also didn't come from sin. His parents were holy. Right? Yeah. He married a woman he's not allowed to marry. So therefore the cholol, the kid's a cholol.
So you say if it comes from the sin, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so
correct.
You don't need the kalvachomer.
Almana doesn't come, kohen gadol with almana means that even if you're not, the father
right.
is not born from sin, his daughter is still not kosher.
That proves that the kalvachomer cannot compare to the kalvachomer. The kalvachomer, it tells you the halal did something wrong. He did the avera.
Oh.
Oh, I mean the ger, sorry.
No, the no. ger didn't do an avera.
The kohen did
The ger didn't do an avera.
I mean the...
So that's what he's saying. What causes the kavuchim is, what if people that come from kosher seed, kohen gadol, cholo comes from the parents, come from kosher people, their daughter cannot marry a psula, a kohen. Their daughter cannot marry a kohen, correct?
Right.
So a guy, a ger that comes from Goyim, for sure his daughter can't marry a
guy. Nobody challenged the validity of that statement of the ger that his offspring is halala. Nobody questions that, so there is no need for
no, that. That's what the Yehuda is saying. He's saying a statement that a ger that lives with a Jewish woman, uh-huh, that girl cannot marry a Kohen.
Why here they don't take into equation the woman that she lives in a goy, with a goy, has that
she also can, she her kid also can marry a Kohen.
No, but here they don't even mention her. They're just talking about the father being a goy, not the mother actually doing something wrong living with a goy. Why they don't hold her accountable?
We're not talking about accountable. We're talking about the fact: can their daughter marry a Kohen or not?
The daughter can. Why don't they say this girl?
Yes.
Is Tula? Why don't they say this girl is Tula because her mother married a Gentile? Why isn't that coming to equation?
Because we're not talking about that now. We're not talking about that case now.
We are trying to make the daughter Psula, but they are saying no. The goy did not do any havera, so he did not sin, so she might be okay. But then
no,
not the guy, the ger's daughter.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. So do is, but you don't know what you're saying
by
either.
By some account, that's Rabbi Yehuda. By some account, the daughter of a goy and a Jewish woman, she's okay. But I'm saying, but then they citing the fact
she's not okay.
I'm saying by some accounts she's okay.
So no, she's not.
She's okay.
No, maybe in Sinai Temple they're okay, not in Gemara.
Isn't the goy a ger?
You just said that the goy did not.
But the Gemara is saying, okay, Rabbi Yehuda is trying to figure out what disqualifies a girl from marrying a Kohen. Okay? What disqualifies a girl from marrying a Kohen? That's the Gemara's question, basically. So Rav Yehuda says, by a cholol, okay, his father is Jewish, yet if he marries a Jewish girl, right? But because he's a cholol, can their daughter marry a Kohen? No. Even though he comes from Jewish blood. So therefore, how much more so that if a ger who came from treifa blood, so to speak, goyish blood, their daughter for sure can't marry a Kohen. That was their initial kavuchemer. So the Gemara says it's not a good kavuchemer. Why isn't it a good kavuchemer? Because you know why a cholol cannot marry a Kohen? Because the cholol came into existence by sin. His father married his mother, which is a gerusha. Right? Maybe that's why their daughter cannot marry a Kohen. But again, he doesn't come from anything sinful. So maybe his daughter could marry a Kohen. So the Gemara said, in other words, what causes a girl to become disqualified from marrying a Kohen? The fact that the father sinned. Right? So then your Kavuchemer is not a good Kavuchemer. Because a ger's parents never sinned. So maybe a ger's daughter could marry a Kohen.
Rabbi,
so what? 1 minute. 1 minute. So it says, the Gemara says no. Almana from a Kohen Gadol will prove that sin does it. Because a Kohen Gadol comes from kosher seed, right? And yet, when he marries a woman with sin, that their kid cannot marry a Kohen, right? So therefore, you see, it's not a question of kosher blood versus non-kosher blood. It's a question of sin versus sin. So the Gemara says, now no, Malu Kohen Gadol Balmona, she gained Biyasa Baveda. But again, by Amona Kohen Gadol, there was a sin involved. Maybe that's why the girl can't marry a Kohen. So the Gemara says, Cholol Yechiach. A Cholol will prove that, again. Meaning like this, it's called, Loiroi Zev, Loiroi Zev, okay, Atzadah Shavah Shabinayim. Meaning like this. We're trying to figure out what disqualifies a girl from marrying a Kohen. Okay? So there's a number of issues so far we have in the Gemara. Either the sin of the parents creating this cholol, right, that has a daughter, maybe that's what causes the child to be not kosher for a Kohen. or maybe it's the blood that it comes from. Okay? A cholo comes from kosher blood. A kohen gadol comes from kosher blood. A ger doesn't. Okay? So is it the sin of the parents that causes the girl to be disqualified? Or is it the blood? Now, Lepoel, we find between a cholol, an almana, and a kohen gadol, we see like this, that cholol himself does not sin when he marries a Yiddish girl. Right? He didn't sin. He's marrying a Yiddish girl. He's allowed to. Right? So it's not the sin that causes the daughter to be not kosher. It's something else. Almana l'kohen gadol shows that even though the kohen gadol came from kosher blood, he still cannot marry. That means neither of them is the ultimate factor making the girl disqualified. What's the tzadah shava shebehem? She'einam b'roiv hakol. They're not like most of the congregation, meaning they possess characteristics not found in everybody. A cholo was created in sin. He was created from sin. And a kohen gadol sinned himself with the almana. Afan avi ged, the same thing by the analogy, a ged, which is not like most of the Jews, pita psula. What's the uniqueness of almana and kohen gadol? And a cholo? They're not like most of the Jews.
Exception.
They're not like most of the Jews. And because of that, their daughter cannot marry a kohen. So Rabbi Yehuda says, guess what? A ger is also not like most Jews. Because most Jews are not gerim. So the same thing, his daughter can also not marry a kohen. In other words, from almana kohen gadol and cholo together, Rabbi Yehuda builds up a concept that what disqualifies the girl from... You can't say it's a cholo because a cholo didn't do anything wrong. You can't say it's a kohen gadol because a kohen gadol comes from kosher blood. What is unique about a cholol and a kohen gadol, which is unique, that they're different than everybody else? So same thing, a ged who marries a Jewish girl, Rav Yehuda says, he is not like the majority of the community, so therefore his daughter also cannot marry a kohen. So according to Rav Yehuda holds that a ged, okay, cannot marry, if he marries a Jewish girl, their daughter cannot marry a... So it's very practical, that law is not like Rav Yehuda. But according to Rav Yehuda today, according to Rav Yehuda in today's world, if a convert marries a Jewish girl, you know, proper ged, halacha, everything fine, he marries a Jewish girl, has a daughter, according to Rav Yehuda, she cannot marry a kohen.
And according to halacha?
We don't pass on the Kribbuta, we'll soon see. According to Rabbi Yehuda, she cannot marry a kohen.
Oh, I made a mistake. I thought Ger was a Gentile.
No, a Ger is a Jew.
Yeah, a Jew.
We're talking about proper Ger, not Mickey Mouse. Cracker Jacks.
Not San Ger.
Correct.
That's a manual
Ger. Okay, but now the Gemara asks, there's still a problem over here. Because both Amana and Kohen Gadol and a Cholol, there were sins somewhere along the way. The Cholol's parents sinned. The Amana and the Kohen Gadol sinned. A Ger never sinned. The Ger is a legitimate child of two Goyim. He converted. He married a Jewish girl that he's allowed to marry. Did he have? Is there any sin anywhere along the way? No. What are we saying? That if a cholol and a kohen gadol and an almana, their kids are not kosher, so for sure a ger. The Gemara says, no, it's not necessarily true. There's no sin involved in a ger. By a cholol, there's a sin, but his parents sinned. The kohen married the grush and had him. So there was a sin. Almana, a kohen gadol marries an almana, he's not allowed to marry her. So maybe that's why the daughter cannot marry a kohen. How do you know a ger not? A ger is different. A ger never had any sin, not in his lineage, not in his parents' lineage. So Gemara says, "Ma le tzad hashava Sheyesh b'em tzad aveda. There's a sin. Both Amon and Kohen Gadol and Amon, there's a sin. And a cholo came about through sin. But again, never came about through sin. So Gemara says, okay, you're right, we're changing the cover. The Gemara says, don't say Kohen Gadol and Amon. Ela'ema mitzri rishin yechiyach. Instead of using Kohen Gadol and Almana, we're going to use Cholo and the Mitzri Rishon. Now, the din is like this. We learned already, the Gemara mentioned, it's a pasuk in Chumash. If a Jewish convert from Mitzrayim, a Mitzri, this also doesn't apply today because Sanhedrin came and mixed up the whole world. But a Mitzri who converts, the Torah says, Le'yavei, Ameini Mayavi Mitzri Bekal Hashem. Okay? The Torah says, a Ger from Mitzrayim cannot marry a Jewish girl. But the third generation could. Yeah. Meaning, what does that mean? If a Mitzri Ger marries a Mitzri Giyaris, that he's allowed to marry. Okay? Their kids are second generation Mitzri. They can marry another second generation Mitzri too. Correct? Because they're allowed to. A Ger Mitzri is a full-fledged Jew. He just can't marry a Jewish girl. Yeah? But a Ger from Mitzrayim, he can marry. Their third generation can now marry into the Jewish people. That's what the Pasuk of Chumash says. Now, this Mitzri, when he married his Mitzris, both Gedim, did he do a sin? No. Right? So he says like this. So therefore, yet his daughter can still not marry a Kohen. First generation Mitzri. Can his daughter marry a Kohen?
No.
No. Did he sin?
No.
Was there any sin involved in him? No. Yet can his daughter not marry a Kohen? Yeah, she cannot marry a Kohen. Here you have a case that no sin was involved at all, like a Ger, and yet his daughter cannot marry a Mitzri. Okay.
Because of the blood.
Right.
But it's not only Kohen, it's
Israel. Oh, so the Gemara has Mal the Mitzri, and she can't any role of you bakal. He can't marry any Jew, not only Kohen. So obviously a stricter. Cholo Yechiyach. So now we're going to use the word Cholo. Cholo, he can also marry anybody he wants. Right? I cholo came about through sin, so mitzrishin will prove it that the sin is not what does it. So between cholo and mitzrishin, we have the tzad hashava that even somebody who didn't sin, the daughter cannot marry a kohen. So the same thing a ger that married a yisraelis, even though he didn't sin, he cannot marry his daughter cannot marry a kohen.
That's the halacha.
Huh?
We go back to Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is holding. So the Gemara asks, "Mala tzada shava shebehen shekem pesim biyasan." The problem is, though, that each one of the two, cholol and mitzri, disqualify a woman from marrying a kohen, but a ger doesn't. So the Gemara says, "Kontra Rabbi Yehuda, ger nami pesim biyasi." It's interesting. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this is what the Gemara is saying. If a ger lives with a woman, she cannot marry a kohen anymore. Not only the daughter. If a ger lived with a Jewish woman, she cannot, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she cannot marry a kohen anymore.
Without kiddushin, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, the daughter cannot.
She can't.
Oh, the...
Or had relations
with
it. Oh, that's the same with any, even a Jew. A Jewish man that just lives with
that's
a woman.
If a Jewish woman lives with a cholol, she cannot marry a kohen. If a mitzvahishin lives with a woman, she cannot marry a kohen. So Gemara says, in those cases, the guy passes the woman, and by a ger not. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds a ger that lives with a Jewish woman also disqualifies her from marrying a kohen.
Yeah, Yeah, because he's not married yet. If they are married, it's a different din. If they
no,
are married.
If a ger lives with a Jewish woman
without kiddushin,
right? Can she marry a kohen?
No.
Only Rabbi Yehuda says no.
Well, if
why not?
If a Jewish man lives with a woman without kiddushin, can she?
Yeah, she can marry a kohen.
She's not called a zona, though.
No, because a zayna is only a woman that lived with a man she wouldn't be allowed to marry.
Oh.
Now, a ger lives with a woman, correct? Technically, can she marry the ger?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? So therefore, she doesn't become asur l'kayin. Rav Yehuda holds that she does become asur l'kayin. And he learns it out from the same tzadar shava.
That's the case.
That's the case. Okay.